Hi, everybody. My name is Tosca. I'm an addict.
Real grateful to be here, and real grateful to the committee too, that you guys invited me to be here. That was nice. You know, Carol's been trying to get me to come to this convention. I'm telling you, it has to be. I know it's over 15. Oh, she knows. Well, what's the number?
At least 15.
At least 15 years. I never made it until now. And I am so glad that I did. Like, I see why she kept telling me, Tosca, it's like nothing else. You gotta come. You gotta come. I will be back for sure. This was a great time. She already told you I'm from Miami, Florida. This is my celebration month, y'all. And hold on, I had to write it down. I don't have a memory. You know how people can run off them days? I ain't got that kind of memory. 10,590 days. And the clean date is April 24th. When I tell you it's truly amazing, it is amazing. And I say that as if I would say that about somebody else. It's like I'm looking at somebody else when I say that. Like, that is freaking amazing. You know, you actually lived. First of all, you lived for 10,590 days. You know, but the addict that I am, when I'm using, it is amazing that I stand here today. You know, we were in a meeting last week in my home group, which is more will be revealed. We meet on Friday nights at 9:30 now at the Little River Club in Miami. You know, we were talking about being a hope to die addict, and I was telling them I was not a hope to die addict. I was a hope to live and keep getting high addict. I wasn't hoping to die. I was hoping to, like, let's keep doing this, but let's just stop losing all our shit. That's who I was. My last night, that last day, I want to thank the God of my understanding, because made sure that I didn't have no reason to stay out there on them streets. I mean, it was like the movie Dusk to Dawn, if anybody's ever seen that movie. That's what that shit felt like. Like the Night of the Living Dead kind of movie. You know what I mean? And I was trying to get away from me, but I couldn't, because everywhere I went, I was showing up, and I was showing up full blown. Like that night, I was showing up full blown. Little Tosca, you know, the Miss, I would have to tell my story. Like I got what I call a sugar to shit story. You know what I mean? One of them stories where, you know, I sat on high. I come from a decent family, you know, had all the good stuff poured in as well, given to and all of that, you know, came through my little foray into this world. You know, I drug dealers, and I was dealing a little drug. You know, I had a little few material things, all the kinds of child. I ended up in here, I had 3 pieces of clothing, and I was living in an abandoned building by the time I got here. And that last night was hell to pay. But I'm going to tell you something. When I got on that bus with that falsified bus transfer to go to this detox place that my brother had court ordered me to go 2 weeks before, but I wasn't going because, of course, I don't mess with legal processes, you know, coming from the world I came from. We don't mess with nothing got to do with no police and no judges and none of that kind of foolishness, right? So he had already, they had a court order. Bear was waiting for me, but I was not going. Like, hell no, I won't go, right? After that night, I knew I was going. But you know what my last words were? I'm finna go down here and see what these people gonna do. And when I'm done, I'll be back and it's gonna be on. Those were my last words. I was not hoping to die. I was hoping to use successfully and to live a life where intoxication fit in. You know, I wanted to be able to smoke crack sociably. You know? Obviously, it didn't go that way, right? I went to the little detox. You know, I got one of them old funny stories standing there with the lady, got my hand. I'm talking about, you know, how long this going to take, you know? Because I got something to do. Woman looked at me and said, honey, you ain't going nowhere. And she locked that door, and immediately my mind started working on looking at windows, watching people go out trying to figure out how I'm going to slip. And then that little piece of, oh, God, I'm so grateful for the truth. I'm so grateful for the truth. The truth is what made me realize I better go see what's up, because I was going to end up like some people I had seen. See, I had been getting high a long time. You know, I started smoking dope in 78. So this was 88. I had seen a lot of things happen, and it just hadn't happened to me yet. So I knew what the path was like. I had just managed to escape it, right? By hook, crook, God, whatever it took, you know. I just managed to escape it, but I knew what was in front of me on that last night, you know. And when that little voice said, go to that detox place, because I didn't know nothing about no fellowship. I didn't know nothing about, you know, no detox. When that little voice said, I'm glad I listened and I went to see what the people wanted. Well, when I was standing there and she was telling me I wasn't going nowhere, you know, I stood there and I'm telling you, you can't keep an addict nowhere they don't want to be. My family had a meeting on me in my face, standing up there trying to figure out what they were going to do about me. I slipped out the back door and went and got high. While my cousin was talking about, you know, I'm going to be off on Monday, so I'll make sure I take her someplace. It was Friday. What addict going to wait till Monday? And when that woman said that to me and I was sitting there trying to figure out how to slip out, that little voice said, you've never done this before. I was homeless. I was in that abandoned building. I was in that place where the tub was the toilet because there wasn't no running water. I'm so grateful for the truth. And I'm grateful for whatever part of spirit broke through and said, no, stay. At the very least, you can get some sleep in a clean bed, you know? And so I've been clean ever since. I'm one of those people who just, I was done when I was done. And that's what that's about. That's not about special. Ain't nobody special because you picked up one white chip. You were just done when you were done. And when somebody, I've been here long enough to be able to say this, when somebody relapses, they just haven't been, they're not done yet. No problem. When you're done, you'll be done. And when you're done, we'll be right here. And that's what this is about. The topic that they gave me is living the program. The literature says, look, we read this all the time. I'm so grateful y'all read the same little pamphlets and literature every meeting. I swear to God, I might forget. I'm so great. I'm the dummy. You know, I'm the dummy. You got to tell me over and over and over and over and over and over. And here it is, 29 years, almost 29 years later. And I'm still talking about, oh my God, I never heard that part. You know, I never heard it like that because I'm in a different place, so I hear it differently. But our literature says our program is a set of principles written so simply that we can follow them in our daily lives. So when you talk about living the program, you know what I think? Living the principles. And that's what I have been calling this topic ever since they told me what it was until I got here. And I was like, living the program? You know, okay. But it's living the principles for me. And I get to share about that because our literature say that's what our program is. So you can't tell me I'm off topic. But it's very important. It's really important to me. See, I'm one of those addicts. I came in here. Y'all gave y'all my background. Y'all know how I came in here. And when I came in, I sat in a chair and I focused. I put two blinders on and I did this. I didn't care nothing about nothing else except what the hell do these people have that's making them not use no dope and get their life together. I wasn't concerned about no friendships. I wasn't concerned about no intimateships. I wasn't concerned about boyfriends, even though one of them picked me up at 4 months, okay? Fool, you know, because that was the story of the hunter becoming the prey, all right? Remember, old timers, when they knew, when we're new, you know, we y'all ain't got all principled and carrying on. My saw was still sharp. I was still like okay with manipulating. I was still okay with using you. I was still all right with that. I hadn't grown to a place where my conscience had kicked in yet. You know, you want to try to show off with me, I'm going to make sure you show off. I'm going to be unimpressed till you are broke. And we were talking about this in the holiday. You know, when you out there on the street, you watch the people who come. Listen, that's one of the things that kept me from going back, because I know what happened to people when they came back to my house trying to show off their little clean time. All I can think about is how I'm going to get that $5 out your pocket. Yeah, ooh, that's so nice. Ooh, you do. You look so good. And just be plotting and planning, trying to find that weak spot, see. So when the newcomer still got that skill. And I use that too. But I was not interested in dances. I wasn't interested in nothing. All I wanted to know is how the hell do these people stop? I can't stop, period. I didn't understand that. I walked around with a Heineken bottle in my hand so often, my brother told me that it looked like it was glued there. I had a Heineken bottle in this hand, a crack pipe in that one. I could hardly open a door. You know? What the hell were y'all doing? And then I saw people doing more than just not using. Like, y'all was glowing and carrying on. Y'all were glowing. Y'all were shopping. Y'all were getting educated. Y'all were becoming professionals. Y'all were buying homes. Developing relationships and carrying. It's like, what? I didn't understand how you were doing it. So I came in here and I took a seat, and I took a seat in intensive care. And I'd say to this moment, see, I don't really do main meetings because main meetings, I'm a workshopper. Main meetings, I don't have that attention span. I could be sitting in the middle and I see, every time somebody move, I'm like this, like a squirrel. I got to be sitting right there, and my eyes got to be right here. And that's what I did in the beginning, because I wanted to know. And I didn't just want to hear it, I wanted to learn what it was so that I could apply what it was. That came here, and I sat down, and I put myself on a mission. So early in my recovery, it was all about go to the meeting, escape, because I didn't want y'all talking to me, escape, and go back and talk to my sponsor about what I heard in the meeting. Work my steps. Dig in there and try to take what I learned and practice it and put it into play. All of it. And it wasn't easy. And that's where things started to show up in my life. And the things that started to show up in my life, yeah, I got a little career going. I made some friends. I established one of the sickest goddamn relationships ever, but okay. I was clean so I could get out of it and back in it again and out of it and back in it again and out of it and back in it again and then marry it. And then 9 months later say, oh, hell no. And still not use. What happened, what really showed up in my life were these principles that we talked about. That's what started to show up in my life as a result of not just, see, I'm not one of the people, it ain't about working no steps because your sponsor says work the steps. We're not teachers and we're not self-help coaches. This is personal responsibility for my program. This is about me working the steps so I could really get something out of it. So for me, it became test the water. See what it's like to get honest or to get real and see what happens. Be scared, but see what happens. Operate in faith in a situation where I'm scared to death and don't let myself slide back into let me try to fix it, let me try to manipulate it, let me try to make it go my way. Just go ahead and operate in faith, Tosca. Just keep on pushing, keep on pushing, keep on pushing, keep on pushing. And see what happens. You know, pick up a newcomer and share with them my recovery. You know, we call that sponsorship. I don't want to be. My sponsor told me, you know, you're a role model. I looked at her like they were in trouble. Because I don't even want to be watched that closely. Don't pay close attention. And then I started realizing, like, yeah, pay close attention. At least you'll see how to do this shit that I use. Because my life goes crazy sometimes. But I started to do those things. I started to practice those things. Honesty. Faith. Faith is what gave me hope. I'm going to be honest. It wasn't the other way around. I didn't have hope and then faith. They're like so married. They're like this. Like two sides of the same coin. Faith gave me hope. No matter what happens, I know it's going to be all right. And then I can sit back and say, okay, we're going to be fine. You know, when I look at things like, you know, we talk about integrity. Integrity for me, because, you know, I'm just anal like this. I look up everything. And it goes a lot further than just this whole being honest with other people thing. First, it's honest with myself. Honest with myself so that I can take all them little pieces of me and integrate them. That's the root word, integra. Okay. So, integer, some Roman or Greek word. But to integrate everything so that I started to walk as who I am. And people hear me talk about this all the time. Like I'm that person who say, I'm not going to let you punk me into being anybody but who I am. You ain't never going to be that important. I'm not going to let you be that important. I'm not going to let you belittle me. I'm not going to let a circumstance belittle me to the point where I become some little sniveling little child who can't stand up for herself and just say, this is who I am and this is how I feel and this is what I'm going to do. This is what I did. If I ran through here butt naked, had sex with everybody in the room, I might not want you to know, but God damn it, when it comes time that you do know, yeah, I did it. And I got free. I got free. I started hiding, not from my secrets with you, but from the ones, the self-image, the lies I was telling myself about how, you know, really I am somebody that really I'm not. Really, I'm very, very soft inside, but I walk around like I'm hard. But I'm very soft inside. I'm really understanding. I'm compassionate to the point where I'm almost scared of it because I will cry at cartoons. Because the poor little duckling couldn't get across the water in time. I discovered some things about me, but I had to start owning those things in order for me to be free from them holding me hostage. Talking about living the principles. We're talking about going through some stuff where life shows up. Where some people do you wrong. And you can take their faith. And you could take it, okay, so I might be talking about me, but I'm going to just say, I got this friend who, she be so mad sometimes. The people done her so wrong. But you could take their face and just scrape it on a sidewalk. I've had a sponsee get in that position with me. I had a sponsee get in that position with me. Somebody who depended on me to guide her through her recovery. And when she opened her mouth, I wanted to slap her tongue back. Because of something that happened. And the first thing I had to do, I just tell the truth, because y'all taping this, so I may as well say it. I had no business putting her in a position where that could happen, where she could do something like that, because I'm the big girl in this picture. But I had to be honest with her and say, I can't sponsor you, because you can't trust me. I really ain't feeling good about where we are, and I can't give you the guidance that I need to give you. I had to love her enough that my anger didn't matter. And I had to let her go, and we're really good friends today. Really good friends. Like she, listen, she's a part of my network. She is who I'll call and talk to her about, girl, let me tell you what happened. Now I need some guidance on this. Because guess who know me better than almost anybody, my sponsees? The principle of service. The principle of service. But that's me in this program. You know, I'm always been the addict who jumps off the ledge. I believe that I came into Narcotics Anonymous not to live in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous. I came into the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous first on a selfish tip. I needed to get me straight. And then as I started to get myself together, then I realized I had a bigger purpose. I had to help somebody else. That I had to give it back because somebody gave it to me. That's the only reason why I stand here. That lady who I heard that first message became my sponsor until she died a couple of years ago. And if it wasn't for her, I say she raised me. She raised me. And it's no way that I could see a female come in here and I don't do the same for them. It's absolutely no way. I need newcomer ladies and men, but especially women, which y'all will understand. I need y'all to know that we can become upstanding women. Like we can go from being a hoe to being a lady. Like we don't always have to depend on anybody else. We can learn to stand up for ourselves. We can become fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. I want to be here for them. I want people to see me go through things. I'm transparent because I want people to see me go through things. I want the newcomer to know that, you know what, you're going to survive this. You're going to survive when he cheats on you. You're going to survive when they die on you. Because listen, I've had the loss. You're going to survive when the career crashes and burns. You're going to survive. I need for you to see that because all the reasons I've ever heard people say that they use, I can tell you that we have all gone through it, and that many of us who did not use, it's because you can get through it. Like you can have people betray you. I can walk into a room and everybody's gossiping about me. Everybody. And I still gonna go to the meeting because guess what? I'm gonna prove to myself first that God got me. Let you have you. And that I'm going to be all right. Like this was meant for me. In spite of who sits next to me in the room.
That's right.
I keep coming back for that reason. I carry this message and I live these principles in my walk. I don't have enough time to tell you. But I will tell you. We've gone through, I'm a realtor. I own a real estate company. Y'all know what happened around 2008. I'm the person that made a lot of money. And I was fully invested. And then one day, it was about repossessing my car. It was fighting all them foreclosures. It was about having to look at myself through the eyes of who are you really? Because why is that hurting you? Because you done started to identify yourself with all of this material shit that you got. And I had to go back and I had to live through some principles and say, I know I'm going to be all right. I don't care what they say, because there are some people that was just so happy because finally, she ain't on top no more. And they reminded me of when I was falling out in the streets. And I remember a girl telling me, you down here with us now. I was like, yeah, if I'm dirt, you underground. Goddamn, I'll never be that low. I went through that. I have a great love. You can't take it from me. That's how it happened. I have a great love who got murdered. Somebody who I've been with for 12 and a half years. When I tell you we went through everything you could possibly go through, And then one day somebody decided to walk up and kill him. My world shattered. My road in front of me became a cliff. I wanted to use, I wanted to die. I became okay with death through that experience because I was willing to let my life go. So guess who ain't afraid of death no more because I done faced it? Me. I wanted to use. I wanted to drink. I didn't. And I didn't because principles. I got honest with myself. Tosca, you know you ain't never been around no dope that you didn't start and didn't stop. No such thing. My life will go to pot. No matter how bad it is, it's going to get worse. I might be sitting up in here trying to save my house and it's crumbling around me. And I might be living someplace that might be temporary. But God damn it, it ain't that abandoned building. And I got myself some hope. And I persevered. And I let people into my world who I normally wouldn't. And I allowed people to help me. I allowed people to help me. And you know what? They helped the hell out of me. Literally helped the hell out of me. Because I was also very angry. I'm rebuilding that career. And I'm doing it. I look at myself. I've been around a few. I came in here. And I've been around a few 24 hours, and that means I've lived a long time. So, you know, we talk about aging and recovery, and I'm getting older, and my life, you know, I've lived longer than I'm going to live, and I still got hopes, and I still got dreams. And for the past almost 10 years, I've been fighting for survival, just survival. And then one day I just woke up, and I said, you know what, I remember the day when I was somebody who was using who had nothing, and I became somebody who wasn't using who had something, and I'm going to do that again. And I picked up, and I don't have no, my sponsor died. My sponsor died a couple of years ago. I don't even keep up with it. It was 3 years ago now. My sponsor died. I wouldn't get another sponsor. I told him I ain't getting no sponsor. She died with that title because she was the only one I ever had. I said, she died with that title. That's that. And I walked around in my area like that, you know, because I don't care. I talk lots of shit. I'm like, y'all don't tell me what to do. Y'all can take that. My sponsor been told me, like, I ain't got to call her because I got her voice in my head. She like, what you calling me for? So I'm walking around. You know, I done looked in the sponsorship pamphlet and read the books and saw it. You know, we grow. We grow up. People were telling me I need to get a sponsor. I'm like, child, please. And it's only because of my love, you know, that place. I'm sentimental like that. I hold that place. And then I found a lady who said, you know, you can hold that place for her. But I'll work the steps with you if you want to. And I say, okay. And I still walk around talking about, well, see, I got a sponsor, but I ain't calling her my sponsor. And she said, it's okay. And I knew to go back and start to do that personal inventory and to start getting honest with myself again and to start looking at all the amends that I have to make. Like the first one is to myself, start taking better care of myself. I've done some things, you know, somebody in the room will love it. I became a vegetarian. I had been eating healthfully for a long time, but I became a vegetarian. I'm back on my workout. You know, I got a job. Y'all don't know me. I don't work for nobody. I've been an entrepreneur since I was 18. I went and got a job because I want to be a responsible, productive member of society. And all of that living paycheck to paycheck, trying to figure out how I'm going to get the next dollar was killing me. So I had to go and I had to do some things. Tosca, it's all right to get a job. That's not a step down, you know. And I had to put my ego in check. I'm talking about how the principles work in me. We're talking about self-honesty. We're talking about taking some money now that I make a few dollars, and it's not a lot. It really isn't. But taking a few dollars and starting to pay some people back what I owe them. Life and reality are uncertain, and it makes you feel real insecure. The principles that I learned are what give me a focus. When the rest of everything else is going freaking crazy, I can't control it. But I can focus on them. It's more than 12, but I can focus on them principles. I can sit down and say, let me just see what's going on. I can be honest. I can, you know, I can develop a little bit of faith. I can, you know, take my own inventory. I can get honest with another human being. I could amend some of the situations that's got me in the bad situation. I can persevere. I can pray. I can seek through prayer and meditation to improve my conscious contact and my life. The principles of this program have given me a focus. I was telling somebody that is why my life is what it is. Because people outside here think that I'm freaking amazing some kind of way. You know why? Because I was homeless. I was a homeless addict. God damn, just because y'all acting up in the goddamn office don't mean nothing to me. You know? They think it's amazing that you say, you know, you say some of the stuff you say. And it's straight out of the literature. Come on, y'all just, and they think it's amazing. And it started to make me realize how amazing it really is. How amazing it really is. So I keep coming back. After all these years, I don't come back for the parties. That was a gangster party last night, though. I don't come back for the parties, and I don't come back for the popularity, and I don't come back to speaking meetings. I don't come back for none of that. I come back because this keeps helping me grow, and because I can show somebody else how to do the same thing. Thanks for letting me share.